Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lennis, and welcome to Talk to Me. It's Sunday, the first Sunday in December, and I hope everybody is prepared for the holidays coming up. If so, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. If not, Happy Holiday. What the hell? And, of course, my co-host, Bernice, is
here. Hey, how you doing, people?
And that is my Bernice. And our producer, a.k.a. the Sheriff, Chabanay.
What's up? Pow, pow.
Hey.
Yeah, so my weekend was pretty good. I went to a beating party again, and it was nice. I didn't do any beating, but I showed up for a minute or two, and then I left.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do? You were working on school. Huh?
Yeah, I was working on school as usual, you know. And I had a lot of running around to do, and I wanted to do that Northwest Harvest thing. I do that every year.
Oh, yeah.
So before 3 o'clock came, I said, okay, I got to go hurry up and go do this, you know. So I went and gave to Northwest Harvest because I was once on welfare. And so it was my turn. It's time for me to give back. So that's
Northwest
what I did.
Harvest, everybody, is you take food or clothing, whatever that you think somebody needs. Usually it's mostly food. You bring food down.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to feed the families during not just the holidays but throughout the year. But, of course, it's more causing it right now during this particular season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Northwest Harvest. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Bernice.
That's You're
very
welcome.
Nice of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. And what did you do, Miss Chabanay?
Oh, a friend of mine's in town from Korea for the holidays, and I took her out on a Friday, and we did our Latin thing, and I learned how to salsa and tango and some Brazilian dance. It was actually quite fun. It's let me just tell y'all, Latins take they dancing serious.
Yes.
I mean, they're serious.
Yes, they do.
I pretty much consider myself a good dancer
mm-hmm.
until I had to learn how to stand up straight, put your shoulders back,
yep.
like your shoulders, firm your grip. I was telling my girl today, I said, I felt like Baby off of Dirty Dancing. I was like, I was dancing with just a whole bunch of Latin Patrick Swayzes. It was off the chain. But my girl, she enjoyed herself. She had a great time. And, I mean, it was really nice. They were really sweet, very kind. There was no drama, no backlash, no, why did I come here? It was just something good to do that was new and exciting.
It was different, too, huh?
It was. It was
yeah.
really nice. And the music was great.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody gets a chance, check out Rock Salt on Fridays. The upstairs is reggae and hip-hop and some Latin dance music, and then downstairs is all Latin music.
Okay.
So it was good. And if you go, ladies, boy, you better do some yoga, some stretches, because
yes.
if you don't do salsa on a regular basis, you will hurt
yes.
on Saturday.
Yes.
So it was good. The rest of my weekend, I had to recuperate and relax, so I'm good.
Good.
All right. Well, we are so glad that you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you
and
very
that your
much.
Girlfriend
mm-hmm.
got to visit from Korea. That was nice.
Yeah.
That
was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see her.
Okay. Well, folks, as usual, we're going to start the night out with entertainment news, followed by news of the weird by the sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then our topic for tonight, we're going to be discussing giving. As you know, during the holiday season, you know, should you buy a gift? Should you do this? Should you do that? Well, instead of should yous or if I or whatever, we're going to talk about giving spiritually, how do you give mentally, and also how do you give physically.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be discussing that as our hot topic button tonight. And as usual, we will start off now. Bernice and I, we're going to be talking about entertainment news and, you know, Bernice and I and the sheriff are going to give our opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're going to give our opinion. We got to let you know what we think about the situation, you know.
Well, to start off with, let's talk about Eddie Murphy's ladies. Lot, lot, lot. First up, ex-wife Nicole, did she blow through her $15 million fortune?
What?
No. It appears so.
Oh, my gosh.
Nicole has put her Los Angeles mansion up for sale, and she is selling her brand new Ferrari. Nicole also owes the IRS millions. apparently living large with private jets and traveling around the world has caught up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole has five children.
Oh, my
five
God.
Five children.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
By Eddie, same
mm-hmm.
baby daddy.
Yeah.
And she is currently engaged to Michael Strahan. He is a Fox Sports News analyst who used to play for the New York Giants,
mm-hmm.
who won today, y'all. Anyway,
look,
we know Cheryl will give that later.
We don't want Lorenzo to call in, you know. That's my son.
Nicole's relationship with Strahan may be in trouble. 2 years ago, Strahan put a tracking device in her car and found out she was cheating on him.
Uh-oh.
What? He didn't leave her because she had money, y'all.
Okay.
Strahan was left in financial ruins after his costly divorce. Now that Nicole is having money problems, will Strahan hang in there with her? Her money was very appealing at first.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he was thinking that she was going to help him out since he was in trouble.
You got five kids, girlfriend, five kids.
Mm-hmm. And she just popped off all that money like that. She was not thinking.
She wasn't. How
she
do you
was
blow
not
that?
Thinking. You should.
$15 million. Well, you know, I know mm-hmm. Eddie's paying his child support, but he ain't giving her no $15
million. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's probably got healthy child support, and hopefully, since it don't look like she has sense,
no,
she had no sense
at all
for them kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She out here living like a big dog, and now she gets bit in the butt by
yeah,
a big dog.
Yeah, it bit her in the
and
butt.
The,
exactly.
What you say about half? What you bring to the...
Uh-huh.
What she did since
what
she
you bring to the
to
table.
Eddie, and then
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're supposed to bring. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, next up is another Murphy lady, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Mel B. Is she cheating on her husband?
What?
The former Spice Girl.
Uh-oh.
And Eddie Murphy's latest baby mama. So
yeah.
Eddie, you got six.
Mm-hmm.
Says pictures of her with another man and compromising positions.
Oh.
Don't tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not cheating on her husband. Mel B says the man in question is an old friend.
Oh.
And they were having a business meeting.
Oh, kidoki.
He had his hands on her butt.
Oh, kidoki.
Oh.
Mm. Yes.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If Mel was cheating, her husband would not leave her. She gets over $52,000 a month in child support.
Oh, my God.
You know, she got two kids. So I don't know what Eddie's giving her, and I don't know what that other man
yeah,
is giving
Yeah, how come
her.
We can't get $52,000 a month?
Stephen Belafonte.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's who she's married to right now. Her husband is Stephen Belafonte.
Okay.
Is loving that money because it's very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much you're willing to sacrifice for that
yeah.
almighty dollar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? She knew what she was doing when she got pregnant, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know
no doubt.
These are women with skills.
Yeah.
They played that baby card
yep.
and got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did.
Shell did. Watch yourself.
But see, they mm-hmm. didn't. But the thing was, they didn't get with one who didn't have any money. They got with one who had the money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The one who got
but afterwards they were a little shaky though, huh?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, mm. yeah. They're what do you call them? They're considered gold diggers now because they didn't got paid from
mm-hmm.
this. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
hot mess.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, Mel B better hope every time Eddie make a movie it's a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I hear singer Will Downey may be retiring from touring. You know, over the past 2 years, y'all, he has battled a muscular disorder called polymyositis.
Hmm.
I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It appears his health issues have resurfaced again.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And another person that owes taxes, because we're going to get to you-know-who, Kelly Rowland, who used to be with Destiny's Child,
uh-huh.
is in trouble with IRS. She owes
what?
Him $10,000. Only $10,000, and everybody else is up in the $1 million bracket. Kelly,
okay, so what's wrong with Kelly?
Get it together.
Get yourself together before you get too far. Just go on and pay him off and get it out the way. Get it out the way.
For Wesley be having company.
That's right. Get it out the way.
Thank you.
Get it out the way. You young, get it out the way. That's all I got to say. Get it out the way, okay?
Because
it's in your way.
Yep, because you got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, Mrs. Wesley Snipes wants justice for her man. Snipes, who was convicted of tax evasion, is expecting to surrender to authorities, and I think he has already to start his 3-year prison sentence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nikki Snipes says her husband is not a tax evading criminal, but an honorable man and an artist who simply needs a good accountant.
Okay.
She says her warrior husband is standing strong, and she is speaking out for the sake of their 5 children. And Wesley, and her husband's integrity and his dignity.
Mm.
How can they?
I want you to understand.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Explain that to me.
I want you to understand.
I don't understand.
She's coming to the party because the money getting ready to get cut off.
Yes.
He's gone for 3 years.
Yes.
Honey, you better work around them 5 children.
She better get a job. She better get a job. That's all I mean. She better get a job.
She
got 5 kids
on,
to take care of now.
On Section 8 and let that money stretch.
I'm telling you what she got.
Evidently, Nicole Murphy didn't learn that.
Hey.
She got 5 kids, too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So act like a warrior husband wife.
Yes.
Get your hustle on.
Get it on. Get it on. Okay.
Well, y'all, I got some good news to report about Katherine Jackson.
Oh.
Katherine is shaking up her household.
Hey.
Now, y'all, you know, Bernice called it a few weeks ago and said she needed to go on and get a grip and put them people out of her house.
Get them people out of her house.
All right, then. In a huge move, the Jackson Encino family home is being renovated. The renovations are expected to take a few months. In the meantime, family members who live at the compound have moved out. When renovations are completed, some family members will not be invited back, including Alejandra Jackson. Alejandra is known for having 2 children by Randy, y'all, and then she got 2 kids by Jermaine.
Yeah, she definitely don't need to be in there.
No. Get a job.
Most definitely. Get you a job.
This ain't Cain and Abel.
I'm telling you.
Her children were bullying Michael's kids, and all hell broke loose at the home.
See, that was inevitable. That was inevitable.
There you go.
Know?
Catherine asked Alejandro to leave. Catherine knew this living arrangement would not last because she has to keep Michael's kids safe.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Alejandro has been leeching.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I said leeching.
Exactly.
Exactly. Catherine.
Exactly.
Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is.
Tell it.
So real.
Uh-huh.
And she has been refusing to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, evidently, Randy and Jermaine ain't got no pool with this girl.
Evidently.
Mm-hmm. Because it's your mama.
Exactly.
That's
I'm like, hold up. You're allowing her to do that to your mama? What's up with y'all are crazy, okay?
Crazy.
Y'all have lost your rabbit-ass mind. That's what my mom used to say. Y'all lost your rabbit-ass mind.
Get on in there and tell her. They should have told her.
Yeah, they should have told her.
Get out.
Get out.
This is my mama's house.
Yes.
Thank you.
Alejandra wants Mom Catherine to support her forever. But now things are changing. Alejandra will not be allowed back in the Jackson compound with her kids.
Because Alejandra's mama didn't get them babies by her.
Hmm.
I mean,
no, we know what you're saying.
You know
no,
what
I
I'm
know
trying
what
to say.
No, it's some boys' problem.
Yeah. What's my
Randy and Jermaine?
No, Catherine?
Catherine.
Catherine didn't get them babies by her.
Mm-mm.
Catherine has no... Maybe your grandkids, baby, but uh-uh. Out the door.
There you go.
Heck yeah. She's
been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if y'all saw Erykah Badu on the Soul Train Music Awards, she done put on some weight. I love you, Erykah. And she's always been on the thin side.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as far as I know, throughout her career, she's been a slender woman. Even
Okay.
Well, honey, she's been eating some pork chops and hamburgers because she's letting everybody know, I am not pregnant. Badu is denying reports that she is pregnant with baby number 4.
Hmm.
Badu is currently seeing a Dallas police officer, and she says she would like to have another son. Badu has been criticized in the past for her array of baby daddies, who are Jay Electronica, rapper producer The DOC, and Andre 3000 from OutKast. Can I get an amen?
Oh my goodness. Oh, well, did you hear about the basketball star Allen Iverson blow through his $200 million fortune.
What?
Mm-hmm. Iverson was once the darling of the NBA, but now he's playing ball in Turkey and is selling stuff on eBay. You know, I hadn't seen him for a long time. I was wondering what happened to him. Now we know. Iverson's mom, Ann, lost her Virginia home because she couldn't pay the taxes. Mm-hmm. Sources say excessive spending and gambling led to his downfall. That's a possibility, people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were spending more than what they had. And when they buy them expensive houses, they forget about them property taxes. They forget about them suckers every year.
Well,
R. Kelly was amazing on the Soul Train Awards. His new release, Love Letter, comes out December 14th. Ron Easley, or is it Isley?
Isley.
Okay. Is back with the CD, Mr. I. Al DeBarge released his latest Second Chance, and Eric Benet, or Bennett, pays a homage to 70s soul with Lost in Time. Okay, that's going to sound pretty good. And Mary J., let's see, Bassett?
Go ahead from there.
Yeah, 2011 is going on to be an amazing year for actress Angela Bassett.
Yay.
She just signed on for the movie This Means War, which is being produced by Will Smith.
That's
going to be a good one. I got to check it out.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Bassett will star alongside Chris Pine and Reese Witherspoon. Bassett will also be starring in the new ABC cop drama, One Police Plaza, and she's got two other films on the way. The T.D. Jakes movie, Jumpin' the Broom with Paula Patton, in May, and the action movie, The Green Lantern, in June.
Wow. Get on, Angela.
She's got it going on right now.
Get on.
So Mary J. Blige may be teaming up with Tom Cruise in the musical Rock of Ages.
Say what?
Yes.
Boy, Tom Cruise, he be trying to do it, don't he?
Oh, shoot.
I told y'all he was on 106 in part.
Mm-hmm. Reuben Studdard is fighting off stories that his marriage is in trouble. Will he be announcing a divorce soon? That's all they're tempting us with. What do you think?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll have to see how that's going to go.
I didn't even know he was married.
I didn't either.
Yeah, he got married after he got, you know, a little change. What you think?
Okay.
You know how people look when they got money.
They got the flash.
Look good to you.
Halle Berry is not happy with her baby daddy model, Gabriel Aubrey. Aubrey has been dating reality starlet Kim Kardashian, but don't believe the hype. It's all for publicity, people. Aubrey loves the attention. He knows if he's on the arm of Kim K, he's going to get noticed. Barry and Aubrey have a beautiful young daughter. What's that?
Nala.
Mm-hmm. Barry feels as long as he is participating in this publicity stunt, keep the plastic whore away from their daughter. Ooh. Go ahead on, girl.
But you know what? Go ahead. I'm gonna let you finish, because she won't left him.
Barry's new movie, Frankie and Alice, comes out in February as her new fragrance reveal. In Frankie and Alice, Halle plays a woman who suffers from multiple personalities.
Oh, yeah. You know, we talked about that, like the Black Sibyl.
Yeah.
But how's she going to get upset about whoever gave her to you? You ain't together with him no more?
True, very true.
And you're the one that left him. I mean, come on.
Fine.
We all know Halle Berry is beautiful, but Halle's a needy woman, too.
Yeah. Well, you look at the common denominator.
Her husband, you know, she's become very.
But that could be part of her problem.
I'm thinking. It could be part of her problem.
But
yeah.
Gabriel, come on. That man loved her death from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes.
Singer,
as fine as he is,
Yeah.
We would have worked it out.
Beautiful, but I mean, both of them together made a very attractive couple.
Yes, they did. Didn't they make a commercial together?
Not that I know
of. No? Okay. Singer Montel Jordan is now a minister. Back in the 90s, he had the party anthem, This Is How We Do It. Jordan says no more R&B for him. He is now a licensed minister with a church in Atlanta, Georgia.
This is how we do it.
Okay.
For the Lord.
This is probably where he gonna meet Nene, huh? More drama for the women of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Ooh, Nene, something else, y'all. You need to watch the show one time. One time. I ain't telling you to be a continued watcher. Watch
Nene
it one
is
time.
Something
and
else.
You'll understand. Good Lord.
Tell it, Bernice.
Nene leaks is talking about the failing of her marriage by admitting her husband, Greg Leitz, is a good guy but not a great husband. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She says they are having financial troubles, and she says he never defended her when she was accused of cheating on him. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, this is. I didn't even know she was.
Nene, something else, honey.
She is, because she liked to be, oh, I don't do this, I don't
Nene,
do that.
Nene
loves
like,
drama. Her and Kim
she
are
like,
the drama
yeah,
queens.
They like to be do their drama out in front of other people. When it comes to him and her together, I've noticed that in Nene. Nene will not talk to him. And if you noticed in the series, Nene was always off. This is when she started doing her plastic surgery and everything. She was off, and she was telling Kim, what you tell Kim? Oh, we're not talking, so I'm just going out doing things. But soon as they have somebody over to the house, because they did that show when she invited them over, and she brought all her dirt right out there, and I'm just like, Nene is not cool. That's not cool. That's not cool.
Oh, that's too bad.
So,
really
no, she doesn't. I think she's looking for a pity party. Pity Nene. Pity me, y'all. Pity me. Uncle Luke has found a new career. Uncle Luke, a.k.a. Luther Campbell, is now the assistant coach for the Miami Central High School football team. The raunchy 50-year-old rapper who founded Two Live Crew works with the linebackers.
Me love you long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do we got here? Did Keisha Cole get a nose job?
What?
Mm.
Oh. On the eve of the release of her new album, Calling All Hearts, she looks great. But a lot of people are wondering if she had plastic surgery.
Maybe she did. I mean, it's common.
It's common
now. A lot
now.
Of black women do it now, so it's a common occurrence.
Nene had a nose job, too.
Yep.
She's doing her thing. Boyz II Men recently signed a deal to deal a 4-week series at the Flamingo in Las Vegas.
Hmm. Is it all four of them or just the three?
They just said Boyz II Men.
Hmm,
it doesn't say. Okay, and Thursday, December 9th, Barbara Walters has two primetime specials. The first is all about Oprah, as Walters feature the Queen of Talk. The second is her most fascinating people of the year, including Kate Middleton, Sandra Bullock, Justin Bieber, and Sarah Palin. Now, I really don't want to see Sarah Palin. I'm tired of looking at her.
No, me too.
I don't even watch her series.
She's singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Mars Roadhouse.
I find it more interesting.
Yes. According to published reports, Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston are going to reel in their 17-year-old daughter. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm not even going to go there. Continue, Vernice. Okay. Bobby Christina is often photographed smoking, drinking, and kissing other women. Is their daughter out of control? Does she listen to her parents? Now, we already know that, so we don't have to answer that, right?
Well, look what she had before her.
Well,
it's too bad, because at one point I know her grandmother, Sissy Houston, was trying to raise her, and then Whitney's brother had her for a while.
Right.
But, I mean, when she's at home with her parents, look what they were doing
mm-hmm.
in front of her. And were they really nurturing this girl
mm-hmm.
and helping her to be the young adult she should be? So, to me, she's just being what her parents are being, wilding out.
Yep.
It's
and
not,
that's,
I'm not sure
sounds
it's
like it's
her.
All she probably
she's
knew.
She's only 17.
Yeah.
Wow, 17 already. Damn, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Natalie Cole is back with a new holiday music entitled The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. The 14-song project is filled with holiday classics and is her first since her life-saving kidney transplant in May 2009. I didn't know she had a kidney. I knew she had health problems, but I didn't know it had involved where
she
had to have a kidney transplant.
Hepatitis.
Yeah.
I think, and that's, filled
mm-hmm.
the kidneys.
So the most wonderful time of the year will also be available on DVD.
All right.
Yep, and that's all I have.
Well, that's it, folks.
Well,
no.
Oh, we got more entertainment.
Yeah,
a little bit more. Yeah.
Oh.
For everybody.
And Sheriff, what's that phone number?
It is area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. Now, for everybody who didn't catch the Soul Train Awards, here are the winners for 2010. Legend Awards were granted to Anita Baker and Ron Isley. Best New Artist, Melanie Fioni. Best Female R&B Soul Artist, right. Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
Best Male R&B Soul Artist, Trey Songz and Usher. It was a tie. Song of the Year, Nuttin' on You by B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars. Best Hip Hop Song of the Year, Love the Way You Lie, Eminem featuring Rihanna. Album of the Year, Raymond vs. Raymond, Usher. Record of the Year, Unthinkable, I'm Ready featuring Alicia Keys, Aubrey Graham, Drake, Kerry Brothers Jr., and Noah 40 Shabib. Best Reggae Artist, Egyptian, Centric Award, Janelle Monáe. Best Gospel Performance, Marvin Sapp. Best Dance Performance, Sierra Ride.
Wow. All
right.
Kanye West goes after Tyler Swift and Monte Lauer again.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, Matt Lauer. Yeah, what happened about that?
Well, apparently, it looks like Kanye West took yet another jab at Tyler Swift at his most recent concert in New York, as he did in 2009. At the MTV Video Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
West interfered that Swift was using the Video Music Awards to do nothing but promote herself over Beyonce.
Ooh.
Kanye West also said that Matt Lauer exploited him in the interview, which took place on the morning news. Kanye West went on to express his frustration over how the producers of the show chose to handle the VMAs, showing a clip of him interrupting Taylor Swift and footage of President George Bush.
Oh, well, he ain't never going to live that down, so
no.
I don't know what he's complaining
exactly.
about that for. He's never going to live that
no.
down. He's just going to have to just play it off and keep on moving.
Exactly. He put himself out there,
yes.
so, dude,
hey.
Don't get upset. That
yes.
is right back in your face.
That's
he's
right.
He's not in the bed under them covers, okay?
Mm-hmm. He
you.
Sure did.
And DMX, we all remember him back in the day.
Yeah.
All he liked to do. Has been denied bail. The rapper known as DMX appeared in court in order to discuss the violation of his probation that occurred recently.
Hmm.
It is alleged that he violated his court orders by using
mm-hmm.
cocaine as well
Ooh.
As the controversial drugs OxyContin.
Mm.
DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, recently refused to submit to drug testing and also drove on a license that has already
Isn't
been
Isn't that amazing
suspended.
How they just be messing up their careers over stuff like that?
Yes. He was
it's
arrested
amazing.
Again last Thursday and was taken to the Maricopa County Jail. He is currently being held without bond and has so far denied being in violation of his probation orders.
Mm.
The Maricopa County, if anybody doesn't know where that is, that's in Arizona.
Okay.
Court Commissioner Christine has set Simmons' next court date for December 9th, which is coming up this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be eligible for bond during that time and will spend his time in jail.
Hmm.
Attorney for Simmons has said that he was working with his client as well as the probation officials. Simmons' attorney said that the arrest was expected.
Mm.
Simmons was originally placed on probation after he was convicted of attempted aggravated assault in which he threw a food tray at a jail guard. He was also convicted of theft when he used a fake name in order to avoid a $7,500 hospital fine.
Wow.
Yes. At Dancing with the Stars, winner 2010 was Jennifer Grey. Despite what many people thought, Bristol Palin did not take home the gold. Jennifer Grey was the winner of the popular TV show
mm-hmm.
Dancing with the Stars and was praised for her overall performance on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, she is a good dancer.
Bristol
and
Palin,
I'm glad,
you can
no.
kiss my grill.
Yeah, she shouldn't have even gotten as far as she did.
She shouldn't have. She should have been
you know,
gone by the third
she
round.
She was stiff.
You know?
She couldn't do nothing. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, oh, yeah, she looked like Britney Spears in her choreographed
Because Brandy should have never got voted off.
Yeah,
not
no.
as far as between them.
Not between them,
she
should have left.
Yeah,
Brandy, because Brandy was good.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
And here's the crazy part: they were saying the over-the-hill actress danced flawlessly and managed to defeat Bristol Palin on Tuesday night, much to the disappointment of a number of fans across the country who
mm-hmm.
had been voting for Palin every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give me a break.
No, people. That's politics, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's politics doing that.
Palin doing that.
That's politics.
Tea Party.
Yes, that's
okay.
a Tea Party. Yeah.
And Chris Brown's probation gets new positive review. Chris Brown recently got another shining report about his behavior and how well he's doing on the terms of his probation. A judge praised him for his actions and remarked that he is doing a better job than almost anyone else. Brown was found guilty of assaulting his ex-girlfriend Rihanna last year with gruesome photos eventually surfacing on TMZ and other media outlets.
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded guilty and received a sentence that consisted of completing 5 years' worth of probation, 6 months of community service, and a series of domestic violence
no,
courses.
No, he should
have
spent a couple of years
complete.
In jail for that.
Well, it's funny, though, because Rihanna's with her new man, and same reports are coming up about her possessiveness, her jealousy, her physical contact of throwing stuff at him. So I'm not excusing
Chris
Brown.
Yeah, I think she egged that on.
But she has a way of
agitating
yes.
the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she don't know how to stop.
To a level that'll need to go
exactly.
instead of shut the hell up.
Exactly.
And as
down,
for
somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
as for
calmer
Shug,
heads can prevail. Go
yeah.
ahead, honey.
And as for Suge Knight, he was arrested again.
Yeah.
Suge Knight was arrested Friday night and spent the night in jail after a warrant was issued for his arrest for failing to report in court. Knight was scheduled to appear in a hearing on November 23rd in relation to a charge of driving on a suspended license and running.
Mm.
Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wait. Can we, before you get to Aretha,
yeah.
let's also say about Suge Knight. Suge Knight's stuff was auctioned off. On what was the shop? Damn, storage auction.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh my yeah,
yeah
that new program.
They auctioned stuff off Saturday.
Oh my
his
god.
His clothes, his flat screen TV, his pictures with Tupac. Oh yeah, they auctioned off all his stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he was 7 months behind in payments.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh well,
he's going all the way
so
down.
Yeah.
Down.
Well, they're all going all the way down. They don't know it, but they're headed all the way down. You can only go up so high.
Yeah, but
after
what
that,
you get out, you get back too.
That's right.
Oh yeah, hot
that's
mess.
That's right.
Now in Detroit, a prayer vigil okay. has been organized as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, undergoes a mystery medical procedure. Last month, Franklin canceled all concert appearances. And personal appearances under doctor's orders.
Mm-hmm.
It is unknown what Aretha is suffering from and what procedure she's undergoing. Rumors have swept that the blogosphere that Franklin may be suffering from a form of throat cancer.
No.
Detroit councilwoman Joanne Watson and others gathered downtown yesterday in Motown Wednesday to pray for the alien superstar. Aretha issued a statement saying all prayers are good.
Yeah, but I don't think it's... I think maybe she went in for that stomach thing to lose weight. Because her being that heavy, she's probably got diabetes and high blood pressure really bad.
Yeah, but she'd have to lose a lot of weight, Mom, before they perform that surgery.
That's true.
Oh, she would?
They
yeah.
have to,
she
yeah.
Oh.
They won't,
you have to
they
be
won't
a certain
do it.
Weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, now, that's all I have. Now we can move on to News of the Weird. The number again is 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. All right, News of the Weird. Excuse me. In October, Freddie Mac, the government-sponsored but privately owned home mortgage financer whose massive debts have been assumed in a federal bailout administered by the Treasury Department, filed a claim in tax court against the IRS, denying IRS's claim that it owes $3 billion in back taxes from 1998 to 2005. Should taxpayers care? If Freddie Mac wins, IRS loses out on the $3 billion in alleged back taxes. If IRS wins, it gets its $3 billion, which undoubtedly be paid with taxpayer bailout money.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers for both sides seem to think that pursuing the lawsuit is important.
Oh, bullshit. I mean,
so
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
Bullshit. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Okay.
They're going to take on the IRS, huh?
Yes, exactly.
And they just got bailed out, and they're going to take on the IRS.
They both are wrong.
They are.
Wrong.
That's the bottom line. They're
mm-hmm.
both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In November, patrons using restrooms at City Hall in Chandler, Arizona, were stunned to see wall signs warning users not to drink out of the urinals and toilets. Actually, as officials explained, the environmental-friendly facilities flush with reused water from the building.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on now.
From the building's cooling system, which must normally be colorized to discourage inadvertent drinking. And if it is not so harshly colored, must be regulation be accompanied by warning signs. Who the hell is drinking your toilet water?
I know.
That
oh.
is just, and who's drinking reused toilet water?
Oh, my God.
The color. Oh, my God. What's the color? Yellow?
Who knows?
Ooh. No, they got to clear that up.
Thank you.
They
got
to clear that up.
Can you get
they have to clear that up.
Now, for some people who's been wondering about the funds, what's going on in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
After Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, devastated New Orleans and the Gulf Coast in 2005, Congress underwrote $7.9 billion in tax-free bonds that Louisiana could sell in order to rehabilitate the area.
Okay.
According to an August status report in Newsweek, $5.9 billion in bonds have been sold by the state, but only $55 million of that 1% is for projects inside New Orleans.
Excuse me?
What?
And none in the devastated Lower Ninth Ward.
See? Mm-hmm.
By contrast, $1.7 billion, about 29%, is going to projects that benefit the state's oil industry.
Mm-hmm. See?
Oh.
That's why Katrina went through there and wiped it out so people could see those people out there that ain't getting nothing.
So, see, it's not always Congress. They got to look
got
at home, too.
Not motorhomes, but, you know, the little...
FEMA. And that's why the actors is teaming up and going down there fixing up because they wasn't doing it.
Yeah, because Brad Pitt, he's been down there building.
And Bon Jovi's been down there.
Yep.
But see, so it isn't so much Congress.
And my hat off to both of them, okay?
Where it's more New Orleans. They need to be looking at New Orleans. They need to be riding New Orleans about how they are distributing these funds.
Yeah, they sure
do. Even for Hurricane Katrina victims, because apparently it's not getting to the victims.
Compared to 55 million? Yeah, somebody need to talk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a story to be told there.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Now, sheriffs in Monte County, Florida, arrested two men in October after a traffic stop when, following a thorough search of the car's trunk, they found marijuana. In fact, the search of the messy trunk was so thorough that they also turned up a bong, which the driver, Mark Fiasco, said he had lost and been looking for 7 years.
Oh, damn.
So,
oh,
he lied.
Yeah, he wanted that. Come on, y'all. He wanted that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in September, Detroit Mayor Dave Bing appointed Ralph Godby police chief, a job he had held on interim basis for several months. Godby had ascended to the job when Warren Evans, who was fired for, among other things, if we all remember the brother, having an affair with a subordinate, Lieutenant Monica Patterson.
Yeah.
Before turning to Evans, Patterson had an affair with Godby also.
Yep.
Yep. Now, how is he able to hold his status as police chief but no repercussions? Now, granted, Evans, we all know his hands was dirty left and right.
Right.
But having an affair is actually what started the ball rolling into his investigation, and they made that a big priority. So what's the difference? You know, at least
there
on that
no
aspect of having sex.
There
with
is
it,
no difference.
You know, So when law enforcement officials staged a safe surrender program in Franklin, New Jersey in November, inviting fugitives to give up in exchange for lighter punishment, 3,900 came in over 4 days, but it turned out that 550 of them were not wanted on any warrant. Said a parole officer, for some people this seemed to be a way to check.
Oh, my God. That
is
ridiculous.
You got desperate out there?
Yes,
they
are.
A few days later in Wayne, New Jersey, hospital pharmacy manager Leonardo Zopa, 34, was summoned to a meeting with the hospital security director but arrived noticeably nervous, inquired about the agenda, and eventually volunteered that he is the one who had set up that secret surveillance camera in the men's restroom and that he has a problem. The security director said he was taken aback because the only purpose of the meeting was to advise Zopa of a routine security code changes.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
He fell out of cell. Okay, so last but not least, responding to a domestic dispute call at I-77 Motor Inn in Fairplan, West Virginia, in October, sheriff's deputies encountered Melissa Williams naked from the waist down holding a knife. Two men in the room, one her estranged husband, said Williams had threatened him. Somebody, she reportedly said, is going to eat my fucking pussy.
FCC on 9-1.
Or I'm going to cut your fucking throat. The sheriff's report also noted that one of the men approached Williams to comply, but was repelled by Williams' horrible vagina order. In November, Williams was sentenced to 90 days in jail.
She was beyond fish.
She was.
Oh, God.
She was beyond fish.
Men, hear me. When a woman tells you to handle it, you better handle it, okay? You might get sliced and diced.
She done pulled out weapons and shit.
Hey, she said somebody was going to eat her stuff.
Down there.
She said somebody was going to eat her stuff.
Yes.
That's all it was. You was going to get your throat slit. That's some foreplay.
Sound like she need to put some pine salt up in that monkey.
It's something. And then that leads to our giving tonight. And that number again is 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. So, Mom, did you guys want to go ahead and start it off?
Well, do you want to give the definition of giving?
Who, me?
Yes, right.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Oh, the definition of giving: to present voluntarily without expecting compensation, to hand to someone, to place in someone's care, to grant permission, opportunity to someone, to impact or communicate, to set forth or show present, to pay or transfer possession to another in exchange for something, to furnish, provide, or offer.
Okay, so those are just some of the many different meanings of giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought we would discuss a spiritual giving, mentally giving, and also physical giving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to start it off, spiritual giving, I would say praying for one another. That's a way of giving.
Right.
And also spiritually, like if you know your sister or brother has a need, that you can address that need before they even ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say like maybe they don't have that much food in the house and you go pick up a few things at the grocery store and bring it by,
mm-hmm.
a form of spiritual giving. I mean, I guess that's physical too, but to me that'd be spiritual.
Or listen to someone's, excuse me, their issues of what they're going to, just listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not saying anything, not giving any advice, but just sit there and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Give your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's spiritual giving.
Right.
Gosh, it's much, you know. You can give tithing for someone, put someone on a prayer list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
you know,
too, yeah.
That's spiritual giving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what else did you say about mental, what?
Oh, mentally. How do you give mentally? And I would say by giving mentally, like, say, for instance, information.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you can pass on information to help somebody mentally, or like going to school, you know, maybe some references or skills or grants or scholarships, you know, that you can help, maybe suggest. What else mentally? Oh, I said jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tutoring people sometimes, tutoring kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's giving mentally, like instead of being paid,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe a friend
mm-hmm.
says, you know, they need some tutoring, or, you know, this child's having a problem in
right.
math or whatever, you know.
Right.
And you just said, you know what, girl, let me come over and I'll spend time with your son or your daughter, you know,
right.
a couple of days a week. Don't worry about it, you know.
Or you go out and you just take your girlfriend and you go out to have lunch or dinner together.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
yeah.
just talk
there,
about different
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
You know, that's a form
true.
Of giving, too.
Yes.
You know, and that's a form of a spiritual giving. It kind of intertwines with one another. So
They do.
They
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, helping someone who's getting ready to, you know, do something wrong or walk down the wrong path,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
just stop them and show them another avenue.
Exactly.
You know?
Without putting them down in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and then, too, I want to get to the point I'm trying to make here is that giving does not have to be a monetary thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's my main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this time of the year during the holiday, people are so, you know, oh, I got to buy a gift for this person. I got to buy a gift. I mean, I heard that today from
mm-hmm.
a coworker,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking, but you know what? If you talk to this person on the phone, you're giving up your time.
That's right.
And your patience
uh-huh.
to let this person in shop just say, just listen,
mm-hmm.
just
mm-hmm.
talk. That's a form of giving.
That's
which
right.
sometimes is more than. Money and
money.
A gift.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
sure
know.
It's more important than money
yeah.
and gift.
Or maybe that person needs
mm-hmm.
a ride to get to the doctor.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's more important than you wrapping up a red bow on a gift
mm-hmm.
because you helped me to get to the doctor and brought me back home. I
exactly.
appreciate that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Amen. Exactly.
Or there's somebody
mm-hmm.
that you know who's a senior citizen and you
mm-hmm.
know that no one is there. Just make them a Thanksgiving or a Christmas dinner.
A plate.
And just take it up. Here, I made this for you. I thought this would be a nice little treat for
exactly.
you to have something.
Exactly.
You know, homemade
yep.
cooking and
yep.
stuff that you haven't had. And you get tired of, what do you call those, meals on wheels? They have no flavor. They have no flavor. I tasted one of them, so I can vouch for that.
Exactly.
And just give them some homemade, you know. They may not can take all them spices, but, you know, they'll nibble here and there, you know.
Yep.
And they will appreciate it. They
exactly.
will appreciate it, you know.
You know, even if you see, like, a senior citizen
mm-hmm.
walking down the street with groceries in their hand,
mm-hmm.
you know, pull
mm-hmm.
over, ask, ma'am, can I help you? Do you need
yeah.
a ride?
Yes.
You know, it's
yeah.
just those simple gestures that go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was one time I saw a guy on the side of the road, and he looked like he was frustrated, and I didn't know how to change a tire, but I was able to call, you know, AAA for him and get some help. And, of course, I'm on the phone with my best friend. He's like, are you crazy? He could have killed you and this and that, but just something in my heart told me it was okay.
Yeah.
You know? And I know it's not something I will do on the norm, but I just hope I paid it forward where he was able to help someone else that was in
trouble. But you know what? He's not going to forget that either.
Oh, no, because I'm always about paying
that.
It forward.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's, I love to smile. I mean, I got a Colgate smile, but I love to smile.
Yeah.
And anytime if I can make someone else smile, that smile goes a long way. I
it
made
sure
that
does.
Person smile. Then
that's
they've
right.
made the next person smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just, you keep
pass
that.
Pass it off.
It is.
It
that's
is.
All.
Yep.
And that's what I like to do is just give someone a smile for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't have to be a reason
there you
behind
go.
It.
It shouldn't have to be a reason.
It shouldn't
just
have
because,
to. Yeah.
I mean, if you talk to your girl and something about her voice just don't sound right. So you know what? What's up, girl? What's going on?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're going to give up your time.
Yeah.
And as Shaw say, listen, but I was trying to think of something else, too, beside that. Giving. Oh, this time of the year, y'all, the Union Gospel Mission.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can
go down and serve
to feed
food.
People,
yep.
Or,
mm-hmm.
as you did earlier,
yep.
Northwest Harvest.
Yeah.
Take some food down and donate to the different
mm-hmm.
Charities or the fire departments. I don't know in some of the other cities around the United States,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure it must be, too, that you can go to your fire department
and give.
And
yeah.
give, take mm-hmm. boxes of food or whatever, and I'm sure they'll get it to the people that it needs to go to.
Oh, yeah,
oh, there's
no
plenty.
Doubt.
You have the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You have
the Ronald McDonald House.
You got the Red Cross.
Yep.
You know,
Goodwill.
Vincent D. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
HopeLink. I mean, a lot of people, if you, like for charities, if you want to open a charity or register a charity with Washington State, there's a website, www.washingtonpartnership.org,
mm-hmm.
and that has a list of about 30-plus agencies active that helps
wow.
the communities and families in poverty. And
that's
it's
cool.
really good.
Yeah.
yeah. HopeLink is one of the ones I like to donate to, and they deal with foods, like helping out the food banks,
mm-hmm.
Housing for people who are being evicted.
Yeah, that's what the ones I like to give out to.
Oh,
also.
Yeah. They
mm-hmm.
deal with family development for
mm-hmm.
Risk of homelessness, adult
mm-hmm.
education, transportation, energy assistance,
yep.
emergency financial assistance. I mean, it's really good.
Yep.
It's, if you just go on to the Washington Partnership org, you will see a list of many charities and organizations that you can either register with or you can volunteer with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because they have a list of for charities, for donors, for fundraisers, and for trusts. So,
cool.
Yeah, it's a lot to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And people
good.
Should.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say it's just only this time of the year because of the holidays, but I know the holidays can be a depressing time. It can be a joyful time, a popular time, too.
But, you know, giving makes me feel good. I mean, it's a
oh,
true
yeah.
feeling. It makes you happy.
Yeah, it does.
If you are one of the type of person that like to give and it makes you feel good to give, don't stop doing it. Continue to give,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just a charity or do you want to give to the children that or foster children.
Mm-hmm.
I was a foster child for a while in my life, so I know what that was like, so I give to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can relate to those things,
yeah.
and so I go ahead and give
mm-hmm.
to them. I said it wasn't around Christmas time. I gave when it came beginning of school. I gave to the I dropped some, went to the store, bought some stuff for school, and stuck, went up there to Sleep Country, dropped it in, and kept right on going.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good. You know,
yeah.
you can give all year long.
Well, that's a joy in your heart that
mm-hmm.
can't even be measured,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
No, it's not. And for people who are hesitant in giving, because we also have to be honest, there's a lot of scammers during
mm-hmm.
these times,
oh, yeah.
a lot
yeah.
of fraudulent
a lot of
people.
Them.
And, you know, people, no charity is ever, ever going to ask for your personal information.
That's right. They
in
sure
person,
will.
Over the phone, email, text, they will never ask you for
mm-hmm.
that information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever question or have questions about a charity or nonprofit organization, anything in that area or arena, and you want to see if they're legit, the Secretary of State of Washington really, really affirms people to or encourages people to go to their website,
yep.
which is www.sos.wa.gov. HHS.gov
mm-hmm.
/charities. And this way you get, it's information about donating, information about charities, information about fundraisers, and just to see where your money's going, what these organizations do with your money, how
mm-hmm.
much is it touching people, changing people. So, you know, I understand some people are hesitant because you're just not sure who's really getting the money. I mean, look at how we just got done reading about Katrina and how that money was mishandled. But still, give. Don't give. Just do your research.
That's
if you
right.
don't understand.
That's right. That's right.
So,
exactly.
And United Way is a good one. We, me and my girls, actually, I think this is the first year we're not adopting a family, but each year we would adopt a family for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And because someone's always doing worse than you.
Right.
I understand we are all struggling.
Yeah.
We all understand that. But
yeah.
someone's out there worse than you. And United Way is a really good way if
mm-hmm.
you are an individual or family or group of friends who want to help another family who is not going to have a Christmas
mm-hmm.
or roof over their head. Let's forget Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
A roof over their head, food in their
head.
Mouth, clothes on their back.
That's right.
They are a good organization to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their mission is to bring caring people together.
That's right.
You know, so if you get a chance, people check their website out, www.unitedway-wall.org.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a good organization if you want to check it out.
It sure is. It really is.
And also for people who are cancer survivors,
mm-hmm.
always check out, what's her name, Mom? Susan G. Corn, for how you can give to cancer people and for prostate cancers.
Mm-hmm.
You can always check out the Fred Hutchison Cancer Research Center. Those two, of course, are important to me because
oh,
my
yeah.
mother and my father.
No doubt.
But, you
no
know,
doubt.
just give.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple events going on. There's a 12K runs of Christmas holiday
mm-hmm.
run. They have several in downtown Kirkland, downtown
mm-hmm.
Seattle, and Marina Park, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 12K run, 5K run, and 1K run for kids as well. And what
yeah.
this does is it brings the donations are for food
mm-hmm.
and gifts and clothing, and a lot of it will come out of Sleep Country Foster Kids Program.
Oh, okay.
So, you
yeah,
guys, you know.
Giving is important, I think. It's very important that you don't have to give money. Just give. Just give.
Exactly.
You know, just give. Give,
give
something. There's always something that you can give. Always.
Oh, yeah. There's
mm-hmm.
so many places out here now. I mean, that's one thing I give my mom. I didn't understand when I was younger that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we would always, each season we would give our old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, we'd go shopping and get new stuff, but we were giving our old stuff. And I'm like, Mom, you got to be kidding me. I ain't wore my kicks yet. I haven't done this. And
yeah.
she's like, shopping it, you'll get new stuff. Stop being selfish. And I'm like, selfish? You selfish. You taking my stuff away. You know, but of course.
Yeah. Did you have the teacher?
I had to teach her.
She had to educate me.
It's
I didn't know no better.
It's better to give than to receive.
It is.
As far as if you've got a parent,
mm-hmm.
you know, pretty much giving you most of the stuff that
right.
you need or want,
mm-hmm.
then there's another parent out there that isn't as fortunate to do that for their child.
Right.
Let them enjoy that because child would take care of her toys
mm-hmm.
and stuff and her clothes, so
mm-hmm.
I wasn't worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we would go out and I would take bags of stuff to other families.
Yeah.
To
mm-hmm.
help them, and then they would have a nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
yeah,
a good idea. That's good.
Well, it is because it ended up instilling in me
mm-hmm.
that every season now, on just on my own, since I've been on my own, I always give. You know,
mm-hmm.
me and my
mm-hmm.
friends encourage each other to give. I'm always asking, "What does my job do? You know, what
mm-hmm.
is happening in the communities?" It's just. It's a natural high to me.
Right.
You know, there's nothing that can get next to this high of giving when you see someone's expression of just not even so much appreciation for me, but, oh, gosh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to eat tonight, or
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be able to put warm socks
mm-hmm.
on tonight, you know, or
mm-hmm.
my baby will be able to do something. It's just, oh, God, it's just a fulfilling. It moves your soul. So
it does.
I do that now. You
mm-hmm.
know, I understand because how can you get blessed if you don't get
that's
if
right.
you don't bless?
That's right.
That's right.
That's just something
you can't
I would
get
say.
Blessed to you bless.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
So I
unconditionally, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you said, it's got to be total and unconditional. It's not because you're doing it to receive a blessing.
Right.
You're doing it to give a blessing to
mm-hmm.
someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You
yes.
know. In turn, God got your back.
Yep. He got your back. He got your back.
He got your back.
That's
so,
right. He got your back.
You know, you never worry about that. I know I would give up my last and Shab and Pudgy would call me Captain Save-A-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just wouldn't care about it. I said, I'll have some more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
yes.
have whatever it is that I need.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But then, too, God shows us to use discretion, like Shab said.
Oh, yeah.
Scammers out there.
Yep.
So you
yep.
got to use discretion.
We have to
as
be
well.
Careful, and
mm-hmm.
who we give to,
Because even there are people who would even say, oh, well, thank you, and then they'll turn around and say, well, can I?
Exactly.
No. They'll use that as an opening to say, oh, well, you're giving me the I want more of what you got. Yeah. And it doesn't work like that.
But, you know, too, Bernice, like some people that get checks for their family or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and there are organizations that will help them with a Christmas tree and gifts and stuff for them. And yet still they'll be greedy.
They'll be greedy and ask for more.
Well,
that's right.
How do you expect to be blessed?
I know.
Whatever that you get, be happy with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
I want more. I want this. Or let me see, can I get $50 over here or get $100 over there?
See, that's greed. That's greed.
It is.
Yes, it is.
That's greed when they do that.
But there's people out there like that.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Because the more you give them, the more they want.
Yeah. That's another thing. When you give and don't enable somebody,
mm-hmm.
you give because it's helping them, not that they won't do for themselves
as well. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because they need to be able to get up and do for themselves
mm-hmm.
if they can. I mean, I understand
exactly.
people have special needs.
Well, that's a different.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are people who are in need. You know,
you
don't want to be, oh, thank you, I'm in need, and then you keep asking.
That's not a person in need. That's a person that's always being greedy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And don't want to do anything for themselves.
Selfish.
Yes.
It's greedy and selfish.
Greedy and selfishness.
And right now with these holidays, you know, we got people out of work, we're getting people getting their hours cut back,
mm-hmm.
people who are losing their income,
mm-hmm.
I mean, their unemployment compensation benefits are cut off from food stamps, WIC, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give, you know, as hard as it is for a lot of us out here.
You have to give something.
Someone is doing worse, so you have to give, you know,
you
and regardless if you get anything back, which you will be paid, don't mean you'll be paid back tomorrow, don't
mm-hmm.
mean you'll be paid back in a month, but you'll be blessed, but
you'll
bless someone else, so then they keep blessing.
That's right.
Paying it forward. You have to do it.
Pay
we
it
can't
forward.
Exist without helping each other out.
I believe that totally.
Well, if we don't help each other, how are we ever going to get to where we need to be
mm-hmm.
or where we're going to be?
That's right.
We have to help. You can't go through this world and just, it's all about me, myself, and I.
Yep.
Although there are people that are self-centered, self-oriented, and arrogant that they only think about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But as they say, what you put out, you get back.
But theirs will be due.
Yeah.
Theirs will be due. And we don't know what it's going to be. They don't know what it's going to be because they're only, you know, in their little cocoon of themselves. They can't. Those are the ones that can't see past their nose.
No.
So they'll get theirs due. But we already know we'll get ours sevenfold.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
and
know.
Don't depend on the rich just to save everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody needs to give a little bit. $5
mm-hmm.
goes a long way, people.
It sure does.
I mean, King Five was breaking down how a dollar could feed a family of five. I was amazed.
I was
you
too.
Hear me?
I was
amazed
too.
How that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible.
It's possible, yep.
So, you know, and there's too much resources out here for people to give. If you
mm-hmm.
don't know how to give, ask somebody.
And
that's
the farmers
true.
All the way from Eastern
that's
Washington
true.
Came all the way over here with thousands of tons of potatoes for Northwest Harvest.
See?
This year.
That is
see?
Beautiful.
See, and I'm just like, and they do it every year. They grow extra potatoes to bring over to Northwest Harvest. And, you know, Northwest Harvest is for people all over the state of Washington.
Yep, yep.
And see, and that's why I give to them, because it would be for people all over the state.
Yep,
I didn't want it just for Federal Way or just for Seattle. I want it spread out for everybody.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
My little bit will go a long way.
And
I like that. I like that. That makes me feel good.
And there are charities for every city, every county, every state, nationally, even if you want to go internationally,
mm-hmm.
please believe there are charities
mm-hmm.
out for that as well.
Exactly.
So just learn to give, people. It's that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the clock on the wall, folks, say it's getting about that time. So let me tell you what shows are coming up. Now, next Sunday we'll be discussing seasonal mental issues, because during this time of the year, people seem to get depressed during the holidays for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The third Sunday will be the Christmas show, and we're going to have a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the last Sunday in December is going to be predictions for 2011. So you can call in. I don't care how wacky, how funny, how serious, how profound. You call in with your predictions, whatever you think is going to happen in 2011. As always, I thank my co-host for being here with me.
You're welcome.
And I thank my producer, the sheriff, Chabonet. And we had a good show tonight. I really appreciate that on giving. And folks out there, please, during this time of the year and this month, please go out and show your giving totally and unconditionally. You know we love you. We'll be here. We'll see you next Sunday. It's Talk to Me, 6 to 7. This is Linus, and we're out.